See, I say what you scared to say. Tell the truth of the bitch, ain't it? Tell the truth of this motherfucker, ain't it? I've been, man, my daughter 22 years old, y'all, man, been out my house 5 years. She in college. I ain't had no kids around the goddamn house, just me and my wife. We walking around naked, eating shit, fucking hard, all that kind of shit. Good living, you know. Good living. You know, good living. Nah, man, let me tell you, North Carolina. Nah, I got 3 fucking kids in my life now. I got my sister kid. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? I got my sister kids, you know, my sister on drugs, you know. I ain't ashamed to tell you, some of your family members fucked up too, you know? My brother gonna call me and say, hey man, we need you to come home real quick, cause the judge gonna separate the kids. I said, no, I can't have that. I can't have that. I flew home, everything. Get there, yeah, you clapping. Yeah, fucking clapping. Yeah, you clapping. Yeah, Hercules, you clapping. I get there, I'm in court. The judge said the Mac family, I stood up. I said, yes, Your Honor. I'm part of the Mac family. He said, we're going to separate the kids. I said, Your Honor, you mean separate like divide? He said, very good, Mr. Mac, very good. I said, you know what? I said, Your Honor, I can't allow that. I said, me and my brother, I looked at my brother, he's going to turn his fucking back on me. Son of a bitch, he the one calling me, come in. See, talk ain't shit, talk ain't number shit, man. I said, me and my brother gonna split the custody of the kids, Your Honor. I take him 6 months, he gonna get his punk ass and walk the fuck out. I ain't seen him since. If I ever see him, I'm fucking him up on sight. I'm gonna bust his head to the white meat. I'll slap all over. Y'all gonna read about it. Whenever I see this motherfucker, gonna be a misunderstanding. There's gonna be some furniture moving around this motherfucker.
Hello, you are listening to show number 36 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. Hello! Greetings, citizens. How are you guys doing? I hope well. So, a very sad weekend. Bernie Mac died on Saturday, and Isaac Hayes on Sunday. So, this was like, I don't know, I really loved both of them. Bernie Mac, I adored, watched his television show, which was hilarious, where he broke the third wall and spoke to the audience. Great, funny, hilarious show. And his stand-up was great, too. I even liked his gay jokes. They didn't really have a malicious sense to them. I mean, he would really deliver some hard-hitting material with a really... you know, he went for the jugular with his delivery, but there was always a sense that he had so much heart under everything that he said, so you never really took too much offense to it. I mean, at least not what I've heard. But and Isaac Hayes, I mean, Shaft, come on, you know, just really. So that's kind of like really stinky stuff, you know. What are you going to do? And Isaac Hayes was a host, a radio host, for I think it was on BLS, and I used to listen to him a little bit. You know, I've listened to all of them at least once. But oh yeah, and I wanted to say here that I've listened to the beginning of the last podcast, show number 35. I think I have some of the nicest listeners ever because I cringe every time I hear it. Anyway, what else is happening? I don't watch the news anymore, so I really don't have any idea what's going on. And it's my understanding that hardly anybody watches the news anymore. None of them. I don't watch any of the three ones on cable, those bullshit stations. All of these news stations, they're all owned by like 6 people. Like, all of the stations on your television are owned by a few people, so there's absolutely no way to get any objective. So you're just eating what they give you, and you somehow end up thinking that it's your own opinion at the end of the day. You're like, when did I become this kind of person? It's not my thoughts. And then you realize you know, way down the line. But you know, all this nonsense, Republican, Democrat bullshit. It's really, it's so exhausting. Very, very tiring. Nonsensical bullshit. As if they're different or anything. Oh, the Democrats say we can't drill. The Republicans say we have to drill for oil. And we're so different. See how different we are on the issues? And I have very strong feelings on this drilling issue. And you better believe we have to drill. And the place to start is in Keith Olbermann's hair. There's about 100 years of oil there for us. What are we waiting for? That's I stole that joke from some guy that called into a radio show the other day. Except he said to that we have to drill, and we have to start drilling in Jerry Lewis's hair. And I've been laughing about that for 3 days. So I took it and made it my own, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, we have cars that run on hydrogen. It's not the future. It's here today. The Chevy Equinox runs on hydrogen. And it's an SUV. It has all of the amenities that every other car has. It has air conditioning, XM radio. It has everything. It's just a regular car, except it runs on hydrogen. And which means that the air that goes into the car comes out cleaner than when it went in. And it costs $12 to fill up the entire tank of the Chevy Equinox, which takes you about 250 miles. But there's a holdup. They only made 100 of them, and they're not marketing them to dealers. So it is not the future. It is here. The Chevy Equinox. Google Chevy Equinox. The car runs on hydrogen. It's $12 to fill up the tank. One of the talk show hosts out here, he's driving around in one of them, and he drives every guest that comes on his show, he drives them around in the car, and they're all like in awe. And it's about $30,000 to start. So, and you know, everybody has something to say about it. Like, oh, well, you know, it's new. Nobody knows how it's going to do. Well, buy it. Buy it and see how it does. I mean, if I was in the market for a new car, I would be buying it to see how it does. $12 on gas is very appealing to me to fill up my tank. Well, you know, the oil companies make $150 billion. And the government makes $1 trillion taxing them. So we're really not interested in the Chevy Equinox that doesn't require gas to fill up the car, I guess. But anyway, so what else is happening? Is anything exciting going on? I don't know. Yeah, I try my best here. And, you know, you can call me a whiny bitch. It doesn't really bother me. I don't care. As long as you do it while you're shoving your fist straight in my ass. Or while you, like, you know, you roll up your pants, you roll them up past your knees, and you ramrod your leg all the way straight up my ass. No grease. That's how I prefer it. Do that. You know, have some kind of, be creative about it, you know, because I like that. You could take a BB gun, shoot me in the ass, right? You know, be creative. That's all I ask. I don't ask for anything else. I mean, what the hey here? What the hey? What else is happening? Oh, I'm on Twitter. So you could find me on twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. I don't know how to use Twitter. I don't understand Twitter. So maybe one of you will come there and help me out and follow me, whatever that means. I don't know. But that is... something that they say on Twitter is follow me. I don't know what that means. Sounds kind of stalkerish and strange. But I think I like it. All right.
Do I sound really nasal?
I don't know. I sound very nasal. I just woke up a little while ago.
I feel it.
Yeah, I have to do my hydropulse irrigator in my sinus. Oh, I didn't tell you about the nasal irrigator?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
You have to get it.
Save me the speech. Save me the infomercial, please.
It's like, oh no, Sandy likes something else now. She's going to force it down my throat.
Oh my God, this is funny. Is it recording?
Yeah, and then you have to hear about it for like the next month. Okay, so who owns this place now?
Let's see, a bunch of celebs. Chris Noth, you know, Mr. Big from Sex and the City. David Wells, Damon Dash. I don't know these people.
Go ahead.
You You're an idiot. You got me on a laughing streak. I hate you. Noel Ashton.
Okay, none of these people ring a bell. Anyway.
Oh, Samantha Ronson. That's going out with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, right.
We'll attract all your bisexual friends. Because we'll have Lindsay Lohan as the fixture of the party.
Stop. You'll get a cardboard cutout of Lindsay Lohan. You can't have her standing in front.
I just do a women's party. I have a lot of bisexuals on the, you know, on the thing, so it doesn't matter.
that's very nice what's happening with it. Have you been smoking?
No. You're making me laugh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I haven't smoked cigarettes in like 2 months.
That's very good. I dated a girl one time that whenever I lit a cigarette, she would go to the other end of the bar. Like, literally, she would take her bag and everything and go to the other end of the bar because she so badly wanted to control the fact that I smoked, which is understandable because I probably stunk.
Yeah, it's really gross. I'm really happy, you know.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Oh. I quit May 2005, by the way. Right? Was it 2005?
Yeah,
no, it was
2003.
I quit May 2003.
You did.
Yes,
but
so
we were friends.
Yes, that's right.
Because I preach.
Well, you were in nursing school at the time, and we would read some stuff.
Yeah, and I'd scare you.
Yeah, so that was it. It was done. And that and the fact that I couldn't breathe anymore. So I was just like, okay, well, you know, if I want to keep breathing, I probably should stop smoking.
I hope that'll do it.
Right, so.
But you know what? When you're a smoker, like, you don't even think about that.
You don't, but when it gets as bad as it got for me, like, I couldn't breathe. Seriously. I just couldn't breathe. Like, other people, they can keep smoking even though they have a hacking cough or, you know, they'll put up with the stuff like smelling because the cigarette gives you such a release. You know, it really calms you down. Even though there's nicotine in it, you're breathing deep breaths in and deep breaths out. So that's kind of like, it's like a meditative thing, cigarette smoking. You know, it really, you're being calmed down because you're taking deep breaths. Even though it's with, you know, smoke. People will put up with all of the disgusting things that go along with smoking because it's really calming. It really does work. But I really could not breathe. So, you know, I have other things going on. So, yeah. But so May of 2008 was 5 years that I quit smoking.
Yay!
Yay! I'm so happy. What a disgusting, stupid, repulsive habit that was. I don't know who ever kissed me with cigarettes. Blech. Anyway, and yeah, so I hated her. But okay, so do you have anything else you want to say? Because I completely dominated this entire conversation.
Well, back to me now.
Yes. Yeah, because actually, this is the only time that I make it about me.
So tell me, back to you and your feelings. No, seriously, back to me.
Yes, how do you feel today?
I feel okay, no, I'm trying to, you know, book this party, and We were talking about Samantha Ronson and the Lindsay Lohan thing.
Yeah, that's right.
He told me, like, you don't understand why they're together.
I don't understand it, and I just want to pretend that they don't exist. Can I do that?
Yeah, it's a really strange setup.
But I will say that I do feel bad for Lindsay Lohan. I do.
I like her.
Do you?
Oh, I always liked her. As an actress, I liked her.
Yes.
She got older. It's like she got more warped, though.
Right. And, you know, the thing about it is, like, you know, I'm around my niece and nephew a lot, so I know all of these television shows and everything, all of these movies. Like, I know every single one of them.
Right.
I can name any kids show that you name on Disney or any one of these channels, I know them and I've seen them. So I've seen, you know, I see all these young girls, and then when I see them doing stuff like this, it's just, it's really, you know, like, I cringe because I think about, you know, more my niece than my nephew, because the boys don't really go off. Well, the boys will just go and get addicted to drugs or something, but the girls always end up being like sluts and, you know, doing it really bad. And they focus in more on the girls.
It's sad.
Yeah. You know, they really rip them apart and destroy them. They don't really do that to the boys. They don't stick a camera up their ass the way they do to these young girls. But I think the only one that's been able to stay out of the spotlight from the Disney Channel is Raven.
I love her.
That's so Raven. I love her, too.
Probably a good parent.
Her father is very involved in her career. But like Hannah Montana, what's her name? Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Like, I have less patience for her messing up because I know that my niece loves her and watches her show every single day. And when she gets a little bit older, she's going to start reading about her, and then she's going to want to be a slut just like her. Not that Miley Cyrus is a slut. She's not. But, you know, she's on the brink. And, okay, fine. You know, like, she has to go through her own experiences. It wasn't really a big deal what she did. But so I pay attention to all this stuff that goes on.
We know you do.
Yeah, and people like, what's her name? Lindsay Lohan. Like, that's like, you know, like, Freaky Friday. Is it Freaky Friday?
Yes, and I loved her in Mean Girls. I feel bad.
Yeah, and Mean Girls is, you know, that's a little bit older, but like Freaky Friday and all of her, that other show that she did. She did another...
When she was younger, she did The Twins.
And then she was on television all the time, so like... You know, it's thank goodness she's out of this sphere for younger kids now, you know, but there was a time where she was really, you know, a lot of 8-year-old girls worshipped her.
I know.
You know, and then she just went bananas, like Britney Spears, too. Britney Spears, all young girls like Britney Spears. It's not people like me and you. It's you know, little girls that like Britney Spears. And then she goes and does crazy shit like this. But there's nowhere for young girls to look in the media to have some kind of decent example. They're all sellouts. They're, you know, they'll do anything to be famous. They'll show their ass, their tits, they don't care. They'll show anything they have to show just to be famous. And,
right.
You know, that's, you know, it's disappointing. If personally, if it was my kid, I wouldn't let my kid watch television ever. What's it, she could look at Lindsay Lohan being drunk, taking pictures with a knife, sticking, what's her name, Milan in the face. What was that? What were those pictures that she took? She took some, like, you know, lesbian-esque pictures, and they came out in some magazine. I can't remember who the girl was that she did it with. And she had a knife. And she had a knife, like, they were stabbing each other, and it was supposed to be erotic and all this other stuff. It's just such a humiliation. I'm humiliated.
Who did?
Lindsay Lohan.
I don't remember that.
Yes, she did, like, a photo. You don't remember anything.
Thanks. You're so mean to me.
I'm sorry, am I mean?
Oh my god, treacherous. But no, I'm just kidding, you're not that mean. You should have been the star of Mean Girls. That's how mean you are.
I remember Mean Girls and it was really funny, right? Who did that, Tina Fey?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, Mean Girls was really funny. And how do you feel about Lindsay and that person?
I don't feel anything.
Does it change your life in any way?
Yeah, it makes me want to become a dyke more. I really don't know.
It makes me want to become a monk.
Why do you think they're together? Like, why do you think...
I don't really understand it. I don't know who that person is. And, I don't know. She just probably eats her pussy really good.
You know why I wasn't surprised? Because one time, I was watching the E! Channel.
Uh-huh.
And you know how they have, like, these behind-the-scenes kind of thing, and they have this whole, like, blowout between Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
And the cameras caught a couple of things, and this was, like, 3 years ago, like, 4 years ago, and Paris Hilton goes, dyke, to Lindsay Lohan, you fucking dyke, and Lindsay Lohan's like, cokehead, like, they started calling each other names.
Oh.
Yeah, and one of her boyfriends, remember, who called her, fire crotch because her hair is red down there.
That's awful. You know what? I've seen Lindsay on a few interviews, like, you know, on Leno and Letterman and stuff. You know, right now she's really defensive and stuff, but she just seems like a nice kid that just got really, you know.
Yeah, I would be friends with her.
I wouldn't be friends with Lindsay Lohan, but I wouldn't go that far.
She didn't do the drugs kind of thing. Like, I would talk to her. I don't know, I guess maybe because I feel bad. But, yeah, so he called the firecrotch, and then he even was like, yeah, you big dyke, you know, interested in girls then.
Oh, right, maybe that's why she's so messed up on drugs and stuff. Maybe she's... Well, that's sad then.
Now, would you be...
Maybe she is gay. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to hang out with somebody who does that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's not my scene, and...
Well, maybe you could help them.
But you could hang out with somebody that's always on drugs? And always smashed?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't want friends that are going to make me better. I want friends that I have to bring to Narcotics Anonymous. Back-to-back meetings of AA, Narcotics Anonymous, Codependence Anonymous. I've been to a codependence meeting, you know that, and I loved every minute of it. Have you ever been to one of those?
No.
Oh, my God, you have to go.
Are you trying to hint something?
No, they're just really intense. They're really intense meetings. My neighbor told me about it, and I went, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so codependent.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. But the meetings are so intense. And then down the hall, there was an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And that was, whoa. I went in.
Really?
And I went in and I sat in on it.
They
didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't know. But that was a really intense meeting, too.
You know, I always said, like, if I was to have kids or when I have kids, like, I want them to fit into, like, all these Narcotic Anonymous and, like, Alcohol Anonymous, you know?
Yes.
All
it's an
meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
it's an amazing experience. You should do it yourself. No, seriously, just to hear all of these people's stories, and I mean, it's, you know, and then
better yet, let's send them to Lindsay Lohan's couch.
Why? What's there for her? They'll all relapse. Okay, today's Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Thank you for coming, everyone. And now we're all going to have a party at Lindsay Lohan's house. The after party. Is that Lindsay?
BYOB.
BYOB. That was funny. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan can have Alcoholics Anonymous meetings at her house. BYOB. That was really funny. Right, and then you'll get like a care package when you walk in. It'll be like a little bag, like a little gift bag, and there'll be like little small things of alcohol. You know, the hotel,
right.
The hotel size things of alcohol.
Dental dams,
condoms, straws that have already been cut on the slant.
Mirrors to chop everything off on.
Mirrors, a band to tie your arm, hypodermic needles. What else will come in the gift bag at Lindsay Lohan's AA meeting? What else will come in there?
Maybe a complimentary bag of Coke. Maybe some rolling paper.
Some Easy Wider.
Yeah.
A complimentary bag of pot. A complimentary bag of heroin. Little, you know, like three. And they'll all be stapled together. Three. It'll be Coke, dope, and pot all together.
With a Dutch master.
What's the Dutch master? What is that?
Like a Dutch, you know, like a cigar. You know, they take out the filling of the Dutch and they put weed in it.
You mean a Philly?
To make a blunt, yeah.
Yeah, right. We'll get Philly, put Philly paper in there. What else?
Philly.
What?
To look at you. We'll take it out with who?
How do I know all this stuff? That is rather curious, isn't it? I think this is stuff that most people know, no?
You know, it was really freaky one night at the club.
Mm-hmm.
Security searched this girl, and she was like a really pretty girl.
Right.
She took away, like, a tourniquet. We could put in a tourniquet in the gift bag.
You know what? I don't even know what a tourniquet is.
A tourniquet is like, I do, because, you know, when I draw blood at the hospital, you know, you put the tourniquet around the arm and you make the vein pop out.
I said that already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the thing to tie your arm, yeah. So they're called tourniquets?
Yeah, they're called tourniquets. Do you know that my security searched this girl and she had, like, a kit on her? A tourniquet, a needle, she had everything but the dope.
Oh, my God.
She looked, like, so pretty. She didn't look like a drug user, you know? Like, I've worked with drug users. Like, I know what they look like. You know what they look like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And this girl was so adorable. Such a pretty girl.
Yeah, and then you're saying to yourself, oh, that's really hot. She's all fucked up.
No!
I think I want to go out with her. She needs help. I think I want to devote the next 2 years of my life trying to make her not a drug addict. That's what you were thinking. You were probably salivating.
No, I felt so bad.
I know.
Parties at Lindsay Lohan's house.
Yeah, that's very sad, actually. That is. I remember one time I was in Union Square in the city And I was, it was raining a little, so I was waiting for it to stop, and I was waiting under the subway, like, and there was this heroin addict right in front of me. It was a woman, and, you know, she was all banged up, messed up. I mean, it was just horrifying. But she was standing in the middle of the sidewalk, and everybody was just walking around her, like she was just flailing in the middle of everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she was standing, for as long as I stood there, she was there, like, almost tipping over. And, you know, they never fall. What is that? How do they do that? I want you to give me a medical diagnosis. Why do they not? There were moments where I was like, oh, my God, I have to go and help her. Like, you know, but I didn't want to touch her. God forgive me. But what is the medical diagnosis? Why do they not hit the floor? Why do they not fall? Tell me why. I want the medical diagnosis. Tell me, please.
I don't know why they don't fall, but you know what? That was really funny.
Anyway, so you don't have a diagnosis. You're useless.
Yeah, I'm useless.
Can you please address this concern with your higher up?
It's a good question, though. Why they don't fall? Like, that's, some do, some fall.
Maybe some do fall and bust their ass.
It's just their muscles, like, everything gives out on them. You know, they're still, like, aware, I guess, of what's going on. They try to fight it. Like, I'm looking at this guy on YouTube now, and he's just, like, he's, like, falling, and then he's, like, but he's holding on to something so he doesn't fall.
How do they know? And then people who are straight go and they trip and break their ass. Explain
like
that to me. Like you. Explain that to me. I don't understand it.
You need to walk on the subway.
No, I want a medical diagnosis. I would like for you to contact your higher-ups.
Okay, well.
I would like for you to address this concern with your higher-ups as to why heroin addicts do not fall and bust their fucking ass.
Will do, Sandals. Will
Thank
do.
You. Thank you. Scientist doesn't even know why heroin addicts don't fall.
Right.
Okay.
My friend Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mr. Sweetheart. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm not really sure. That's a good point. I've actually seen them, like, almost go in with you, and then they come back. They may play the central nervous system. It's very possible. Because it replaces neurotransmitters. There could be a whole reason. I honestly don't know.
That's okay. We're going to have to do some more research on this. Very important topic.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your input.
My pleasure.
So thanks for hanging out with us, and we will be back again at some point in the near future to jibber-jabber a little more with you. And if you wanted to find us, you can get us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. So other than that, I love you all and hope that you are doing really well. Hope you're enjoying August so far. And yeah, it's already August, which means that there's not too much left to the summer. What are you going to do, you know? All right, so I'm going to head off and love you guys, and I will talk at you again very soon. Ta-ta. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Now, I got 3 fucking new kids in my life. 2, 4, and 6. Ooh, shit. Come help me babysit these motherfuckers. Oh, the 2-year-old, she the motherfucker. She the ringleader. That heifer been here before, you know. She a shepherd for the devil. You know, she worked for the devil. So whatever she say, do, all the other 2 motherfuckers follow up again. The 4-year-old, my sister must have really been getting high with her. Because she don't talk. She don't say shit. All she do is look at you. I told her ass the other day, I said, let me tell you something. If a fire break out, you better have a whistle or a horn or something. Because you're going to be a burnt-up bitch fucking with me, I'm telling you. I ain't got time to be looking for no deaf mute, motherfucker. I don't mean no harm. Talk! Bouncing, shaking and shit, shaking. Quit rocking, motherfucker. Quit rocking. Then I got the six-year-old. That's the only boy. Six-year-old, but he a homosexual. Oh, don't no six-year-old walk like this here. Don't no six-year-old walk like this. Crying all the goddamn time. Quit crying, motherfucker. Do some push-ups or something. He's a faggot. The first faggot in the house. First one in the family. Hurt my goddamn heart, you know? Damn, this hot time right here, dancing and switching and shit. Now I gotta say it, man. I gotta say it. Oh, man, the 2-year-old, man, she the ringleader. See, don't nothing break down unless the 2-year-old tell me to do. She ain't do everything the fucking 2-year-old tell me to do. I come in the house the other day, 1 o'clock in the morning, the 2-year-old gonna tell the faggot. To go downstairs to get some milk and cookies. I'm coming, I'm walking upstairs, the faggot walking downstairs. He gonna walk past me like I'm a visitor, you know. He ain't gonna say shit to me, you know. That pissed me off. I said, where the fuck he going? You know where he going?
He said, get some milk and cookies.
Fuck me up too, I wanna hear it again. I said, it's a what? South American target. Piss me off. Don't you want to say what you want to say sometime, man? Do it make you a bad person because you feel what you feel, man? I ain't no psychologist. I ain't no specialist. I need help with these goddamn kids. I cussed his ass out. I said, look here, punk ass. You can't get no cookies. Take your sweet ass upstairs and get some rest. That's how I talk to them. Fuck that timeout shit. Fuck that. These kids bad. They bad. I gotta come to them like I'm coming in the street. I gotta come to them like that. He gonna go upstairs, you know. I heard the 2-year-old say, where the cookies and shit, you know. Oh, he gonna tell her, him downstairs. Who the fuck is him? Like I ain't got no name. Him downstairs. The 2-year-old say, I go get this shit myself. I'm watching, I'm in the corner. She walk her little bowlegged ass downstairs. I'm sitting in the corner looking at her. I'm looking dead at her. She gonna get a little step ladder, open the refrigerator. And I said, what you doing? To get some milk and cookies. I said, didn't I tell your punk ass friend you can't have no motherfucker? I said, don't get fucked up down here. Get your punk ass upstairs. Oh, she gonna look at me like I'm short, you know. What the fuck that look mean? When you look at somebody like that, white, black, and if you know that mean they want a piece of you. So I back the fuck up, you know. And I told her, I had a white guy tell me, he said, Vern, why do black people always use the word motherfucker? Well, I'm gonna break down what the word motherfucker actually means. Motherfucker is something that black folks been using for years. It's about expression. Don't be ashamed of the word motherfucker. Because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing. You know, when you hear black folks, we loud. That's our defense mechanism. We loud. We talk aggressive, you know. But get that talk. You know, we ain't going to do nothing to you. We ain't going to do nothing to you. You know, we'll tell you in a minute. You know, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know. You ain't never known a black terrorist in the day of your life. You ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. First of all, where you gonna buy the dynamite from and from who? The first time he tried to buy some dynamite, he going to jail like a mother. Just expression. I had a guy, man, when you see my people, and you see them in the social place, you see them in the mall, you see them in the bowling alley, and you might see three or four brothers together, you might hear the word motherfucker 32 times. Or you might hear just two regular English words. But the conversation makes sense like a motherfucker. Everybody can understand it. Don't be afraid of the word motherfucker. I'm going to break it down to you. If you're out there this afternoon, you see about three or four brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucking Bobby? That motherfucker owed me $35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he gonna pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my $35 motherfucking dollars. I called the motherfucker four motherfucking times, but the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucking day. She gonna play like the motherfucker wasn't in. I started to cuss her motherfucking ass out. But I don't want no motherfucking trouble. But I'll tell you one motherfucking thing. The next motherfucking time I see this motherfucker, and he ain't got my motherfucking money, I'm gonna bust his motherfucking head, and I'm out this motherfucker. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you something straight off the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. In New York, goddammit, y'all motherfucking women look good. Y'all like a bacon and egg sandwich look good. But I love sex. I love it. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I love sex, man. I love it by the pound. I be glad when they put that shit in camps. Can you imagine sex in camps? Motherfuckers be shoplifting and shit. Folks be playing ball, man. Tell me what you get ready to do, man. I'm tired. I'm giving me a six-pack of pussy. I'm going in. Kick it! You don't understand. Motherfuckers. I'm Bernie Mac, I'm out of here.
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.